ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओके, आई थिंक वी आर इन द एथ चैप्टर। वेयर अबाउट इन द एथ चैप्टर? आई सी, एंड आई डिडंट गेट टू इट लास्ट टाइम बिकॉज़ आई went on and on. Okay. Reading from first verse, 8th chapter. Arjuna Uvacha. Kim tat Brahma kim adhyatmam kim karma purusha uttama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidhaivam kim uchate. Arjuna uvacha kim tad brahmakidad yatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidhaivam kim uchate. Kim tad brahmakid adhyatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidhaivam kim uchate. Arjuna uvacha kittam brahma kidadhyatmam kim karma purushottama adibhutam cha kim proktam adidaivam kim uchate. Don't mind, I'm going to just go on because we only have till 8 o'clock at 7:30 already. Arjuna uvacha kim. Oh, Arjuna said, kim, what, tat, that, brahma, brahman, kim, what, adhyatmam, the self, kim, what, karma, fruitive activities, purusha uttama, O Supreme Person, adibhutam, the material manifestation, cha, and kim, what, proktam, is called, adidhaivam, the demigods, kim, what, uchate, is called. Arjuna inquired, translation by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada ki. Arjuna inquired, O my Lord, O Supreme Person, what is Brahman? What is the self? What are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? And what are the demigods? Please explain this to me. Purport by His Divine Grace. In this chapter, Lord Krishna answers different questions from Arjuna, beginning with, what is Brahman? The Lord also explains karma, fruitive activities, devotional service, and yoga principles, and devotional service in its pure form. The Srimad Bhagavatam explains that the Supreme Absolute Truth is known as Brahman, Paramatma, and Bhagavan. In addition, the living entity, the individual soul, is also called Brahman. Arjuna also inquires about Atma, which refers to body, soul, and mind. According to the Vedic dictionary, Atma refers to the mind, soul, body, and senses also. Arjuna has addressed the Supreme Lord as Purushottam, Supreme Person, which means that he was putting these questions not simply to a friend, but to the Supreme Person, knowing him to be the Supreme Authority, able to give definitive answers. Arjuna Uvacha, Kim Tad Brahmakidadyat Mam, Kim Karma Purushottamam, Aributam Chikim Proktam, Aridhaivam Kimuchite. Om Gyanati Midandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya. Chakshurun Militam Jina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale. Swayam Rupa Gadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam. Mukam Karadivachalam. Pangom Langyate Girim. Yat Kripa Tamaham Bande Shigurun Dinataranam. Namashrestha Manum Api Sachi Putram Atrasurupam. Rupam Tasya Gajim Udupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivadamaho Radhika Madhavasam Prapto Yasya Pratita Kripiyo Shigurun Tandatosmi Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shigurun Vaishnavam Scha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathan Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sadvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Jivishakanvitam Scha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Sarasati Deve Gaudavani Prachadane Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Deshatarane Panchakalpa Drubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyevacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ramo Hare Ramo Rama Ramo Hare Hare Hantai Madalabala Haridasya Varyo Yadrama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramodaha Manam Tanoti Sahago Ganayosta Yoryat Paniya Suyavasa Kandana Kandamudahai Matsamo Nastipapatma Naparadi Nakaschana Yuvatinam tata yuni yunam cha yuvatau yata Mano birabite tadvam mano me ramatam twayi Bhumau skalita padanam Bhumireva balambanam Twayi jata paradanam Twam meva sharanam prabho Govinda balabe radhe Pratye tvamaham sada Twadiyam iti janatu Govindo mam twayasaha Radhe vrindavanadishe Karunamritvahini Kripaya tavapadabja Dasyam mayam pradiyatam. Hare Krishna. Sometime this week, Vaish and I were hearing and chanting Bhagavatam, and this verse came up that we're always connected with Krishna. We forget, but we are actually always connected with Krishna. And these questions that are being asked by Arjuna in the beginning of the 8th chapter are means of awakening that understanding so that we can see in our daily practical lives how it is that we are connected with Krishna. And the verse that he was quoting described also how, just as we are always connected with the sun through the molecules of sunshine that proceed from the sun and reach us, in that way we're always connected. So the material energy is actually a transformation of Krishna's energies. And by inquiring about them seriously, and of course here, the way of inquiring seriously is given by the words Purushottama, the Supreme Person. When we want to know something definitively, we go to an authority, whatever the subject matter is. If we want to know, Vaishya and I were trying to find this train station when he was taking me to Sacramento. I mean, to the train station, to go to Sacramento to visit my son and daughter-in-law when I first arrived. It was like a little, not quite clear, because we didn't know whether we had to go to, you know, the Oakland airport or to the Coliseum, you know, train station, or to the Jack London Square. It was one of those, and it wasn't clear. And then he calls up, you know, and he gets somebody that was actually a representative of, you know, Amtrak. And he said, well, we're here at this place. And he said, no, you're not supposed to be there. You have to be here at this place. And he said, well, we were told that, no. He said, if you go there and you'll have to change again, you'll have to come back to this place, and like that. Direct, clear instructions. And then, okay, so we get off at such and such street, Vaish said. He said, no, you don't get off on that street. You get on Oak Street. Oh, but I was at, no, Oak Street. You remember? Oak Street. And then you go right on 2nd Avenue. So then we were driving along that way, and everything was just like she said. And we got to 2nd Avenue, and there was some construction or something. And the signs that were then directing us, because those are also authority, the sign wasn't clear. So we kept going past 2nd Street, thinking that there was some construction and this and that. And sure enough, we had to come back, and we had to go down 2nd Street. Because that was authoritative. This person was representing Amtrak, and she knew exactly where it was. She was empowered, you see. So this is the way of receiving knowledge. All knowledge. And it's not that, you know, Krishna consciousness means that we go off into this, you know, airy-fairy space when we chant, and, you know, we get light, colored lights, and ooh, you know, and we're no longer in the material world, and we, you know, it's like taking some intoxication. Now everything's fine. No, we still have to work in the world. We still have to live in the world. Arjun, when he finished hearing Bhagavad Gita, you know, he was a soldier when he started, and he was a soldier when he ended. Prabhupada used to laugh. It's not that he grew four arms or, you know, turned blue or, you know, did something else. He was doing the same thing. So what was the difference? The difference was he was in transcendental knowledge. He was in transcendental knowledge. And this is a very important part in the, because he's already described now different things, the difference between the body and the soul, you know, and, you know, how to work in that mentality. And now he's giving details of how to attain the Supreme, more clear, more specific, more detailed explanation of how we can actually stay consciously connected with Krishna. We are always connected with Krishna, but we are not conscious of it. And that is the only problem. We don't actually have any other problem. We think we have so many problems. But actually, if we can remember, you know, how it is that we are connected with Krishna constantly, then our problems vanish. I mean, there are still difficulties in the world. We have to still solve problems in our day-to-day working life and so many things. But when we're connected with Krishna, through this transcendental knowledge, we become satisfied, actually. More than satisfied, we become, you know, ecstatic. We become happy, ecstatic. So that's the basic principle of this part of the Bhagavad Gita. Arjuna is going to ask questions submissively of Krishna. The first question, O Supreme Person, meaning, you, I know that I'm going to get the right answer from you. What is Brahman? Because in the Vedic scriptures, sometimes the word Brahman means one thing and sometimes it means another, depending on the context. It can mean the soul. It can mean everything. It can mean Krishna. It can mean this, so many things. So we need to know specifically, you know, about this. And it's going to be explained now. As a matter of fact, I think I'll read, if you don't mind, more than one verse. Yeah. And make this the basis of, you know, maybe a few classes, the next classes that you have when, you know, what is the self within that category of Brahman? What is actually, you know, who are we? What is the self particularly, specifically? And what are fruitive activities? What is this material manifestation? These are all deeply profound questions. They seem simple when we're sitting here reading them in a Bhagavad Gita class. But to most people in the world, these are profound questions. Now they're trying to figure out, you know, what went wrong with the economy. And they're getting all these authorities together and they're finding out that even the big guys that they put their faith in, the free economic system, that they knew everything, they hadn't any idea what was going to happen when they speculated and made these different kinds of, you know, speculative, what do they call those? Investment. Instruments. Instruments. They became so complex, and they bundled them, and then they sold them. Then they bundled them more. Then they add something else to them. Then they sold them to the foreign countries because everybody's thinking, "Oh, America's so great and so secure," and they were just scamming. They were just scamming. And in this way, they kept people in ignorance and took their money, and now see what's happening. I don't have to go into the details of that. And what are the demigods? Things are not going on just by chance, by accident. They're being directed. There's an intelligence behind every structure, behind every organization, behind every activity within this material world. We have no experience. We have no experience of being in a situation where things are ordered and structured and scheduled and all these things without an intelligence behind it. We have no experience. Therefore, why should we accept that, you know, things are going on in the universe in a more cosmic sense just out of chance or just out of accident or just without an intelligent behind it? How can we accept that? It's common sense. A child can understand. And this ties right into what we were reading from the Ishapanishad and discussing before everybody showed up. That knowledge, so-called knowledge, speculative knowledge, speculative reasoning, is actually more dangerous. It's most dangerous thing. Because it convinces us that something that is not true is true. And then we go into the desert like an animal searching after that illusory water. But there is water, Prabhupada said. There is water. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for the real water, and we have to know that that real water exists. And now we will hear over these next few chapters, culminating in the 15th chapter, where Krishna actually explains, you know, this material manifestation and how it's like a big, you know, banyan tree with the roots upwards and the branches and twigs and leaves and flowers and fruits, you know, that represent the fruitive activity of the living beings, you know. It's going to explain how, and you can't see the root of it. We can't see the root of it. Therefore, we have to inquire from the supreme authority. We have to inquire from Krishna. And we have to continually do this. I'm making this point again and again. I don't hope I don't bore anybody. But the fact is that we have to continually do this. Why? Because as long as we're in this material world, as long as we have this material body, there will be things come up inside ourselves that are not even connected to what we're doing now. The subtle body is carrying the gross body. This is what we've already heard this in the Gita up till now. The subtle body is carrying the gross body. I mean the soul from one gross body to another. Vasangsi jirnanita vihaya nivani grinati nanoparani tata sharirani vihaya jirnani anyani sangyati nivani dehi. Just like dress. You know, when the dress gets old, you throw it out and you get a new one. Same thing is going on with the body. The body is just like a machine or a dress. When the machine wears out, you have to replace it. And that's exactly what's happening. So, where was I? I was going into it.
The subtle body is carrying.
Yes. The subtle body is carrying the soul into the next gross body.
We have to continue.
Therefore, the memories of all the activities that we've done in this material world, even that we can't remember from previous lifetimes, they're there in our subtle bodies. And sometimes you wonder, you go to a place and some, you know, impure memory will come up or some impure desire will come up. And you don't have any connection with that thing or that person or that event or whatever. And it'll just come up, just like bubbles. So that's going to happen. That's going to happen. Even you know, liberated souls who have come out of the material manifestation after many, many births of acquiring knowledge and doing devotional service, you know, things will come up in the mind. You know, apuyamana machala pratishtam, samudram apa, pravashanti yadvat, tadvat kamam, yam pravashanti sarve, sashantim apnoti nakamakam. If you want to be peaceful in this world, if you want to be happy in this world, then you cannot chase after those desires that come into the mind involuntarily, like in a lake, all of a sudden a bubble will come and come to the top. It's like that. From the thought will come, from memory, from some other lifetime. There it's there. Oh. So therefore, it's extremely important that we understand this knowledge and that we continually hear it and we continually remind ourselves and we continually refresh. You know, it's just like nowadays, the way the technological and these subject matters and occupational duties and professions, they're moving so fast that, isn't it, you have to go to refreshing courses all the time. Otherwise, you can't keep up. You'll just get left behind, you know. Now you get a machine and you get how to operate the machine. It's like you got to go to a college course or something. It's like you have a little machine like this, a recorder or something, and they give you a piece of, a manual this big because it can do so many things. It's so sophisticated. It can do so many things. And most people, they can't learn just a little percentage of it. So we're like that. This is the machine. This material body is like the most sophisticated machine. It's so sophisticated it can figure out all these other machines. They're supposedly sophisticated, but it's the human brain and the human, machine that is actually, figuring out how to do that. So it's more sophisticated. Has to be. Must be. So therefore, it's extremely important that we keep hearing the basics and we keep being reminded of the basics. And we should never stop doing this. You know, just as Kapila Dev said to Devahuti, I mentioned this earlier before everyone showed up, I'm going to repeat it for everyone else's benefit. You know, when Devahuti was inquiring from Kapila Dev, she said, I can understand that I'm not the body. It's pretty obvious. But to understand how the intelligence and the consciousness and the personality work and how those are differentiated, that is impossible for me. I'm a simple-hearted woman. And I can't understand this. And Kapila Dev acknowledged, yes, Just as Krishna acknowledged to Arjuna when he said it's like trying to control the wind, you know, to control the mind is like trying to control the wind. Tasyaham nigraham manye. Arjuna said, Tasyaham vayur iva sudushkaram. It's more difficult than controlling the wind to control the mind. And what did Krishna say? Sangshyam mahabaho mano dur nigraham chalam. He uses the word dur. He puts the word dur next to nigraham, meaning it's more difficult than you think. It's even more difficult than you say. It's very difficult. But abhyasena tukuntiya vairagyena chigriyate. You can do it if you practice constantly. So this is the again and again and again Krishna says you can't stop hearing. You can't hear it, then understand it, and think it's done. You can't do that in spiritual life. If you do that, eventually you'll be again covered over again. Because there's always apuyamana machala pratishtam. Samudram apaprasan, like rivers, are always going into the ocean. But one who is full in transcendental knowledge, the ocean stays like an ocean. It stays, the mind stays still. Even though the desires come in, if you're actually in transcendental knowledge, it will not disturb you. You'll understand, oh, this is some nonsense from some other time that I'm not interested in at all, and you can just let it go. But if you don't know that, then and if you're not in knowledge, and if you're not smart and strong, spiritually smart and strong, then it may overwhelm you again. And you may run after that thing. And then what? Oh, then the reactions start. And it's one complication after another, and after, and there you are again in the material entanglement. So these are extremely important questions that, you know, Arjuna is asking Krishna, and that we need to constantly hear and within ourselves ask and continue to inquire about them until it's clear and fixed in our hearts. Then we can, what this means basically means to learn how to think in Krishna consciousness for ourselves. Not that we're independent of Krishna or independent of authority. Here, Arjuna is saying Purushottama. He's saying he's inquiring from Krishna, the Supreme Being. He's not thinking himself, you know, superior or in any way, you know, smarter than Krishna. But still, at the end, what happens? At the end, Krishna says, okay, now I've explained all this to you, and he explained a lot. We're still trying to understand it after 5,000 years. You know, he understood it in, you know, 45 minutes. How smart was he? And still at the end, what did he say? Now I've explained all this to you. Now you do what you want to do. You could, do you want to do it or not? Do you accept it or not? It's up to you. Krishna will never interfere with that. So it's up to us to apply this knowledge and learn how to think for ourselves so that we can recognize what is Brahman. When we're going through the world and we're looking out at the world, we can recognize what fruitive activities are. We can recognize what is this material manifestation, how it was created by Krishna. And if we go into the detail of the Bhagavatam, we'll be able to see. We'll be able to look and our vision changes. We'll be able to see the living beings having the same basic structure. You know, the same, you know, digestive system and the same, you know, activities that they're doing, basic activities that they're doing, you know. And we can see how they're all looking for the same things, you know. They're looking to be happy. They're looking for, you know, security. They're looking for, you know, food. They're looking for all the same things that we're looking for. But we are different. We're human beings. Therefore, we can ask these questions. Therefore, we don't ask these questions, then we are no better than animals. Prabhupada repeated that. He must have said that. You look at the Veda base, it must have been thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of times. Prabhupada made this point to us. He kept repeating it because we need to keep hearing it, because we can be swept away by forgetfulness at any moment, any one of us. And if we think that we're above it, then that pride means we cannot be in knowledge. Therefore, when Krishna delineates the knowledge in the 13th chapter, 8 through 11 verse, you know, the first item of knowledge. And he says these are all knowledge. And what's, you know, anything else is ignorance. And what's the first item? Humility. I mean, if you think you know, you're not in knowledge. If you think you're smart, you're not in knowledge. You're in ignorance. If you think you know better, if you think you can, you know, overcome the modes of nature by the strength of your arms or by the strength of your intelligence or the strength of your, you know, training, your professional training, then you're just no better than an animal, actually. And it's so gross what's happening in the world today in terms of education that Prabhupada would go to universities and talk about these things. And when he'd bring up this point, they would say, what's wrong with being a dog? It's just another form of life, right? You're telling me it's just one of those 8,400,000. So what's wrong with that? That's okay. As a matter of fact, it seems to me they're freer than we are. They can have sex on the streets and we have to make a big arrangement, you know, and be careful and we get in trouble. We can, you know, they walk on the grass and, you know, pass urine on the grass and it's no problem for them, and we do it and we're in jail. Hey, let's be a dog, no problem. But we're not dogs. We're human beings, and therefore we have the ability to inquire about these subject matters. And we have the ability to think for ourselves and come to a spiritual conclusion and see, you know, the difference between matter and spirit and see the different constituents of the material world and what they actually are and how they interact with one another. What's going on here? That is real knowledge. And with that comes what? As Kapila Dev said to Devahuti, detachment. You hear for a long time, very seriously, over a long period of time, from the proper source, and you have to continue to do that. And gradually, 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 you come out. The material nature, when Krishna sees that you're serious, inside the heart, didami buddhi yogam tam, ina mahamu pujantite, tesham satati yuktanam. When you're serious means when you're always looking for the truth, when you're always absorbed in the truth. When you're always performing devotional service, when you're keeping yourself through remembrance connected with Krishna consciously, we're already connected with Krishna. All this energy is nothing but transformations of Krishna's energy. And we're sitting here being touched by Krishna through these energies. We're being conducted by those energies. What can we do on our own? We're thinking we're very powerful. We're thinking we're very expert. And then what? One day, you know, your arm stops working. What? Or your eyes go. This happens, like just not daily. It's happening every day. Or you're forced by some law or some reason, you know, to go to war and come out with trauma and maimed and, you know, and we're thinking we're free? We're thinking that they're fighting for freedom? What is freedom? You know, we are under the laws of nature stringently. We cannot overcome death. We cannot decide, you know, not to die. It's not possible. Who can decide? Oh, now I'm not going to. Okay, I don't want to die. Or now babies are coming. They're thinking, oh, I don't want it to get old. I just want it to stay like this. It's so cute and, you know, cuddly and, you know. Okay, it's a little trouble, you know, we clean it and this and that, but still, you know, it's not giving me any, like, really heavy arguments, you know? Right? Not giving me any, like, really heavy arguments like they will when they become teenagers, you know? And it's, okay, let's just keep them like this, okay? You know? I heard in the Bhagavatam, the four Kumaras decided to say they were 5 years old, you know, so they didn't get entangled, you know? No. They will grow up and they will test you and try you, and then that's it. You can't escape. Therefore, all you can do is learn how to deal with it in knowledge. You have to learn to think for yourself in Krishna consciousness so that when you're out there somewhere and some situation comes up that it's just, oh my God, Now what am I going to do? It will be there. If you hear and chant deeply, seriously, follow the examples of the acharyas. You're so lucky to have Vaish here. I can't believe it. I'm staying with him. And the guy chants 24 hours a day. You know? And not only that, he remembers what he chants. And I'm like, oh, you know? You have to do this. This is not an option. And Krishna's there, see? See, Krishna's there and he's in the heart. And he wants you to come back. Like I read in this, from Sunday, I read the from the Virat Bhagavatamrita, Vishnu's plaintive desire to see the soul, and you know how Krishna was thinking that the soul has deprived him of mercy by not coming to be with him, and then begging, you know, him to stay, don't go now, you've come here, so stay here forever. That will make me happy. So these things, they're supremely important. Things that come from the Supreme Being are supremely important. And they're supremely deep. And they have the supreme ability to solve our problems once and for all. You know, so that we can go back to him in the spiritual world. No longer be, you know, surrounded by material energy and have to lug it around from one place to another and struggle just to, you know, accumulate the things that you need to eat and sleep and take care and all those things. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is ki jai. Samaveda Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Glories to the assembled devotees. Hare Krishna.